The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Summer may have ended, doesn't mean the holidays necessarily have. The school term gets back underway. There's already people who will be penciling in a date for their next holidays. And for some, that date will go in regardless of the school calendar. I'm joined to discuss this by Karen Jordan, who's the principal at St. Catherine's National School, and by Jen Hogan, who is journalist and columnist with the Irish Times. How much do teachers and principals look askance at parents who yank the kids out a couple of days early, Karen?
Honestly, we don't really. We're quite jealous. We can't. We have to be there. We're holding the fort. We would love to go on holidays during term time from a financial point of view, but we're there. We, as teachers, principals, SNAs, we adhere to the school holiday list.
And what does it do to the dynamic in the class? Because presumably if you lose 10%, 15% of your students, it's very hard to continue on with lessons. Or do you have to and just say, well, tough luck, lads, you made the decision to leave?
There's a little bit of tough luck, to be quite honest. We have been asked in the past to provide work and we don't, because, you know, teachers are planning for the class in front of them. We can't backtrack. If parents are taking them out, it's up to the parents to catch up. What we see.
So sorry, let me understand. Yeah. So if I come to you and I say, look, I'm taking the kids out a week early, can you tell me what they would have done during that week so that we can do it on our holidays? The answer is no.
Yeah, really. You know, we might tell you we're going to be covering long multiplication. So if you can throw a little bit in that, yeah, you know, but what we would do is ask parents to keep up with reading. So that's a nice thing to do. Bring a book, bring a Kindle, sit on the beach in a hotel, you name it. Maybe go on something educational, go to a museum, or for older children, maybe create a little bit of a project or a diary entry, you know, for different things that you do, just to keep up with the basics, the learning, the reading, the writing. However, what we do see is parents, you know, deciding, oh, well, it's sports day next week, or it's wellbeing week next week, or the school concert is coming up. There's not much going to happen the week before Christmas or 2 weeks before the end of June. But those are the memory making bits of school. You know, that's where children can shine on the stage, on the sports field, that may not necessarily shine in the classroom. So I would ask parents that those are the days that you don't miss.
Which is worse, taking them out early on departure or taking them out early on arrival? Because there are some parents who will say the first two or three days back in the new term, it's often a Wednesday through a Friday. Yeah. Maybe it's a shortened day. There's probably not homework. They're kind of easing themselves in. I'll wait till the Monday.
I'm not going to give you a definitive answer on that one. I'm going to remain firmly on the fence. However, think about all those routines that start at the beginning of the year, the friendships, who you're going to sit beside, giving out the books, the new lunchtime routine, the new friendship groups, the new support groups. So I would probably say at the beginning of the year is more of a heartache for establishing routines when they come back.
Now, on the other side of this, of course, Jen, there is a huge financial incentive for parents to take kids out early, particularly if they have a lot of kids, because there is often a knife-edge change in things like ticket prices from the start of the school year through to the start of the holidays.
Absolutely. Especially if you have a ridiculous sized family like me, it's a no-brainer.
Remind us how many?
There were seven. The seven of them.
Nine in total, seven kids.
When I say seven kids now, some of them, of course, are the older teens and all are adults now. But in saying that, you know, they're all coming away with us. But all along, I mean, for a long time, we never went away. That just wasn't an option. There was so many, it was just so expensive, whether you went during term time or out of term time, it just wasn't an option. It's still, you'd nearly need to sell a vital organ to actually get away. It's a huge expense, but therefore I kind of make no apologies for taking them out of school during term if I need to, because if it's the difference between getting away and not getting away, which it is for a huge amount of parents, it isn't just even that parents are flippant going, well, I'm not spending an extra couple of €100 or €1,000 or even €2,000. It's that it's actually that difference between getting away and not getting away for a lot of parents. And when you talk to them, they'll tell you that. It's not that they want to have their cake and eat it. They don't really have a choice. Because I think for a lot of parents, they'd actually prefer to take their holidays during school holidays, I mean, because you have a situation where you still have to cover that 8 or 9 weeks. Otherwise, it's a week that you would have had covered that you're all away, or 2 weeks that you're all away, and you're not worrying about how am I going to manage the work juggle while the children are off school. This way, you still have that. And you've lost a week's holidays during term time too. So I think it's something that parents do for that reason. I'm not convinced. I know like a lot of parents might justify it, and like Karen's saying there, there's advantages if you go to a museum and stuff like that. I'm not convinced the majority of parents are, well, even though they'll go, travel broadens the mind, you know, it's an education itself. I don't believe that's why they're doing it. They're going because they want a break. And I think we should be okay to be honest about that. Like I'm going away. I took my son out in his leaving cert year. Like I'm shameless. I took him out a few weeks before his leaving cert. And as Karen talks about those milestones, I'd be exactly like you. I wouldn't want them missing the end of term. I wouldn't want them missing the beginning of term or school shows. I would prioritise those. Even though I think you'd have to be nearly losing a limb at home to get to miss a day from school ordinarily. You're not getting off school willy-nilly. I'm not sending sick children at school. I don't mean that. But I don't say chancers aren't getting away with it at home. You're going into school. I have to be fairly certain that you're ill or you're going to school. But I do think those occasions are really important. I completely agree there. However, I don't believe a week as it was when we took him out of school coming up to his leaving cert, I don't believe it would be the make or break of his leaving cert. It also proved not to be the make or break of his leaving cert. We're at the other side of that now. But I don't believe those...
A week in the run-up to the leaving, is that not?
I know, shocking. it's the sort of thing that people say, well, no, if it's a state exam year, that's different. They've been working so hard. We weren't getting away otherwise. It was 5 school days. Did he bring a couple of books with him? Allegedly. Allegedly he did. Did I see them when we were by the pool? Not so much. But that was part of the goal. I also realised if he needed kind of support afterwards or a bit of help catching up with something that he missed over the course of those 5 days in the run-up to the leaving cert.
But in the run-up to the leaving cert, it's like dog years. Those 5 days is a good month in any other year, surely.
Yes, this is true. This is true. But look, I suppose you kind of have to look at the temperament.
Did you ever get given out to by a teacher or principal for taking children out?
Never, never. It was never an issue. You always were told, oh, look, have a great time and enjoy the break. You deserve it. I've even been reassured it won't make that much of a difference.
Have you ever had to have the chat with parents that says, okay, this is now the third time this year, this is getting a bit much?
I haven't, but I know a principal a long time ago who had to point out to parents when there was a lot of absences that actually that week in September, that 2 weeks in November, that other week in February, you know, the other side mm-hmm. of midterm, all clocked up to way over the 20 days, you know.
Which is the point at which, is it TUSLA that are meant to get, don't they get notified at 20 days? And you just come in that mic a wee bit if you would.
Yeah, so what we do, you know, as principals, there are two reporting situations during the year that we report back to SLED. And it's just figures. It's just numbers. If a child has missed over the 20 days and then it's over to SLED. You know,
do
that's
parents
all I do.
Lie? Do you get in the last week, do you suddenly get an increase in sickness? Little Johnny or little Jane, she's looking a bit pale. We're going to keep her out for the last 3 days.
We do. We do. But there's no point in the parents' line because the kids will come back with a tan or they'll tell us where they were. So, you know, there's no point, especially in a primary school. Do have, though, are parents coming in and asking for permission. I've had emails, dear Karen, it would be okay with you.
Well, that puts you in an awful position.
I just say, you know, enjoy your holiday. I can't say you can't go. You've booked your flights. I mean, that's not my role.
Text saying, holidays are a luxury. Education is a necessity. People don't actually need to go off on holiday. I spent my holiday time painting my house and doing DIY and gardening with the kids. It's much better for them. Another, I'm a publican with 3 kids under 6. When the school holidays come along, I'm at my busiest and can barely take mm-hmm. one day off, never mind going for a week. Our only opportunity to go is during school term. Is it not being proactive, asking a teacher for the material they're going to miss so they can make an effort while they're on their holidays? Another, last year, due to our holidays, mine missed the first few days back to school and they were so cross with me, the kids that is, definitely not good days to miss. Yeah. Jen, to any extent, does it depend on the individual child? Because if you have a child that is doing academically very well and you take them out for 3 days, they are, you know, they will revert to the mean. Yeah. If you have a child that's struggling, it could be critical. No?
Yes, that's true. And even when we were speaking outside about children maybe who might have additional learning needs and the challenges that presents if you have support structures in place. But I would also argue that a lot of children who might be struggling or who might have to work that little bit extra hard or who have additional needs. And even just the being within the classroom takes a huge amount out of them. And that whole setting needs that break too. I think parents do need to look at their kids and go, what am I going to have to do if I take him or her out? How am I going to support them? Can I support them? Will I be able to help them catch up? And be prepared to do that a little bit. I also think most teachers, if they, you know, if they realise a child is having a particular difficulty with someone, isn't going to leave them sink or drown either. That's not going to happen. So I think, you know, it's not quite how it works. Nobody's going to turn around and say, that's it. It's totally your responsibility to catch up.
Just got a text that says, do what you like, but don't expect teachers to give your kids private tuition when they come back. Another heading away tomorrow. Teachers couldn't be nicer about it. Reading books coming with us and handy apps for maths now online keeps the learning going. What about this one, Karen, as a principal? Disgraceful. Parents should obey the rules and set a good example for their children for the future. What about that? Parents inculcating in their kids a disrespect for authority.
Wow.
Standards, rules.
Yeah. I don't know. There's loads of rule breaking going on, Anton. And I think everybody needs a holiday. I need a holiday right now after the summer that I've put in for recruitment, but I can't take it right now. So, I think this is the lesser of the rule breaking, I think.
I think we're going to see reason. We're going to see more of this anyway, especially even with climate change. And we've seen those temperatures during the summer. It won't just be about cost. It'll be about families looking, going, I don't want to go away on holiday in 40 plus degrees. That's not going to work for me or for my kids. So we're going to see it happen more and more. I think that's something that we probably have to prepare ourselves for and be realistic about, because the idea of going away in those kind of temperatures is so off-putting that even if they could afford them, they'll look at doing it during cooler times.
Yeah. Well, if you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can use WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Thank you to Karen Jordan, principal at St. Catherine's National School, and Jen Hogan, journalist and columnist with the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.